Yeah, I think so. I mean, as usual, we see the $20 left in the back boiler in relation to infrastructure in the country. And I think the rail review could have actually been a game changer in terms of transport in Ireland and the consideration of transport. But, you know, they add on the line to Letterkenny as an addition to the Derry line, and not even to be done at the same time as the Derry line, is a backward step, I think, and we're going to have to wait till the later stages of the time period of this review to see any development in relation to that. And then also then to not even consider a line linking from Letterkenny to Sligo. You know, and even the documentation itself doesn't even mention Donegal Town in terms of this possible linkage. Shows that there's no real looking at Donegal and no real consideration of the needs of Donegal for the future growth and future development.
Because now seems like it would have been the perfect time to give Donegal a facelift, nearly in terms of its infrastructure.
Well, like, I mean, the reality is that, like, I mean, all these plans are very important, and they guide funding that will be developed into the future. And when Donegal doesn't receive a mention in the plan, then it's very difficult to actually get funding to direct towards the future development of the county, and that's the problem in relation to this. Now, obviously, the plan is up for public consultation now at the moment, so there's an opportunity to maybe have the public of Donegal have their say and push to get us included in the plan. But it's very difficult, and that will be difficult. The government won't want to add to it, but I think that has to happen for Donegal to be taken seriously, and we need to put this on the board, and people need to make their views known in relation to it.